Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Weekly Zeitgeist. These are some of our favorite segments from this week, all edited together into one nonstop infotainment laugh extravaganza. So without further ado, here is the Weekly Zeitgeist.
What is something that is underrated?
Sweet and Low.
What the fuck?
Every place in LA, I did not expect to get attacked on this one.
I'm sorry.
You're not getting attacked. I'm just disgusted.
You're just
not
wrong.
With you. With the idea of you.
I honestly, I'm glad that someone, I mean, this is a fun hill for you to choose to die on. Because you are wrong.
This is one of those things I'm okay with being canceled about. You know what? I'm going to cancel myself on this one.
Okay, we'll put a poll out on Twitter. Should Eli be canceled over this?
Equal, Splenda, Truvia, Stevia. Disgusting. Just pure garbage.
You know, I agree with that.
You so far?
So Sweet and Low is the only one I can tolerate. I'm an iced tea drinker. Don't drink anything warm. Sugar is not going to melt in there. It's just going to the bottom.
Yep. Uh-huh.
So I have to pick one. Sweet and Low tastes so good, and every place in Los Angeles just seems to be zeroing it out. Starbucks has Equals version of Sweet and Low.
I feel like Sweet and Low is associated with boomers or worse, people who are basically dead.
Because it was the like original fake sugar or the one as a kid, I remember when it used to just be like white packets of sugar or pink packets of Sweet and Low.
That's all.
And now there's white, yellow,
blue?
Green, blue, fucking fuchsia.
And all of them.
Brown. I like the brown.
Oh yeah, sugar in the raw.
But that's, does that melt?
No.
That's the problem.
That's for the hot.
The
you know what I like in Japan and other places too, they just have the syrup.
Yeah,
gum syrup,
I can't.
As we call it.
That's
but that's just sugar water. What's wrong with that? It's like simple
syrup.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
Would you prefer sugar if it melted over Sweet and Low, or you're just
probably
you have a shirt on that if we pulled up the Pantone number, I believe would just be Sweet and Low, and you got the sweetener tea on.
Yep,
this feels very on brand for you.
Not a coincidence.
So what are you promoting?
Yeah. I'm here to promote a couple things, guys. Okay. Here to tell you Sweet and Low's only carried at two places right now that I frequent.
Where?
You're going to love this one, Jamie. Okay. Duncan.
Oh, good. I mean, they do not discriminate.
She's back.
Yeah. Yep. I'm coming back.
And then Chipotle has it.
Oh.
It's weird. Chipotle only has like regular sugar and Sweet and Low, nothing else.
When I think of Sweet and Low, I think of my great aunt Mary just stealing fistfuls of it in, like anywhere at Friendly's.
Look, I've had to grab it before. I one time went across the street to a Starbucks, grabbed one, and so I could put my coffee bean iced tea have Sweet and Low in it.
Wow!
Straight up. Yep, done it. No one stopped me.
Only in LA, baby.
Only in LA. Yeah. Only in by LA? Eli.
Because what Sweet and Low has saccharin.
It's pure saccharin.
And I remember back in the day, like, cause cancer. And then people were like, that study was all fucked up. And now we're back to sac.
And also, I think Equal and Splenda have
aspartame.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, aspartame, which is actually worse for you.
Aspartame. Yes.
Which is worse for
you. Sounds like a Lord of the Rings name.
Aspartame.
Aspartame.
Aspartame. The Shield Lord.
No.
Okay, cool. So we got that.
Is it cool though? I feel like there's a lot of tension in the room.
No. Okay. I mean, I guess, you know,
it is gross.
I'm less angry about it now.
They have it at Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah. You got her with Dunkin', and you got me when you just basically said all the mother shits are trash because they are trash.
Yeah.
Because that fake shit just does not taste right.
Splenda to me tastes like metal. I don't know. I literally was drinking my iced tea. I'm like, what is this metallic taste?
I wouldn't
in my
have
mouth?
Some yeah. kind of exam if that's coming off as metal tea.
That may in fact be a stroke.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, there was a recent article. I guess it was like what Hollywood Reporter did a roundtable. Is that who it was?
Yeah, it was the Queens of Comedy issue.
And who are the Queens of Comedy?
Here they are. Jane Fonda.
Okay.
Regina Hall.
Okay.
Maya Rudolph.
Yep.
Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Natasha Lyonne.
Yeah, okay.
Alex Borstein.
Yep.
And Tiffany Haddish.
Yes.
And
they were just talking, you know, their secrets, their experiences, their mm-hmm. lives. That's actually a really good roundtable.
Yeah.
And Tiffany Haddish, though, had a very interesting anecdote because she was talking about something she used to do in auditions because she wanted to get honest feedback because she just didn't believe what she was hearing.
It's brilliant.
It's brilliant. Peep this clip.
You know what I would do? I would put my phone on voice memo, put it in my bag. I'd do the audition, walk out the room, leave my bag.
You're nasty.
Oh, really? What would you hear?
Come back, be like, oh, I forgot my purse in there. Get my purse.
But you've actually done that.
Get in the car. Then,
let me look under the table.
Wait, and what would you hear?
You can't do it anymore.
Just like told everyone.
She's not as urban as I thought she would be.
I knew that was the word, yeah. That's the word I don't want to hear.
Or they would be like, she's so ghetto, I just can't. Her boobs aren't big enough. But I really think we should just go with a white girl. She's not, this role should be changed to white. If her hair was
how many
better,
rooms did you leave it in?
A lot. It was like my MO.
Hey, why not?
But also devastating.
Yeah, and that's just such an indictment on why there's such a little representation in film.
Yep.
Where you have people, the gatekeepers are like.
Well, because it's like, who are in those rooms most of the time that you're leaving your phone back there? Yeah.
And that is like, that's also the person who's probably saying that is like a corporate drone. That's what's so frustrating about all of this. Like, this isn't a person who gives a shit about the movie or the TV, whatever they're doing. This product. That is literally what they're thinking in their head. And then there's a filter that goes, call product movie or call product TV show.
And unrelated, they're almost always ugly as fuck.
Yes.
Whoa.
Agreed.
They look like shit. And then you leave the room and then they call you like weird looking. I'm like,
it's like, buddy, this is why you're on that end of the equation.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shots of fire.
I am with Jamie Loftus on this one. Nobody Jamie Loftus.
There are some fun, I mean, like getting direct feedback after an audition. I mean, Tiffany Haddish is stronger than I am because I've gotten direct feedback and I was like, oh, fuck. Right. And then I got to, you know.
You're like, I got to go to Dunkin' now.
I got to go off the grid for a couple of days.
And people are always like, they're always like, the casting process is not personal. That sounds pretty fucking personal.
It's extremely personal.
Oh, she's so ghetto. I just can't.
It's extremely personal. It's like a nonstop personal attack.
It's so crazy. They're like, no, it's not personal. It's just the business.
It's not personal. Your boobs are just all weird and small. Please go, you're ghetto.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
And they're like, I'm sorry, how am I supposed to take that?
It's not personal. Fuck off.
Yeah. It's not personal. You'll never work again.
Someday someone is going to be looking for a girl with a light mustache, and then that's when I'm really going to shine.
Oh, you know what? We got to make our own opportunities.
Yeah. A24, get down here.
This year, women with mustaches is going to be able to vote.
I can feel it.
I can feel it.
Also, if you want to ruin some friendships, use Tiffany Haddish's voice memo technique and leave some shit after you leave a group. Like, you know what I mean? And come back. I'm like, oh, I forgot my purse. Then you listen back. They're like, ugh. Jamie always thinks she's always like trying to be funny.
Holy shit. I left, I like recorded a show I did, like a full hour show about a year ago. And I left, like the camera was behind two audience members that I didn't know. And like at the end of the tape, I won't say which show it was, but it was like they were like, huh, that was okay. Like I was like,
ah! Like, ouch. That was
devastating.
I don't think their brains were robust enough to handle your comedy.
Okay. I'm just galaxy braining over here. I don't even know how to use a fucking Haruto's,
Haruto's pop socket.
Saying it's okay is like worse than bad.
Yeah,
I don't know. No, not really. But I don't know. Just something about hearing like okay. It's like this weird thing that it didn't even.
It's so vague. You don't quite. Yeah, it's like well, please
I didn't get anything.
Elaborate.
Yeah, right. It's like what can I do to improve?
Right. Exactly.
But this. I mean, the Tiffany Haddish comments especially are like so pointed. And
oh yeah.
Like ugh, ugh.
Well, hey, you know.
At least she's in everything now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And now she's
exactly.
And I bet. Oh God, I hope she goes in to see some of these casting directors and be like, I saw that video, and they're like. It was you.
Yeah.
I remember. Just so you know. And this will be your last job.
And there, yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. And we just need to talk about something that was very personal to me.
This is the news I'm here for.
When everyone read this simple just excerpt from an interview that Keanu Reeves had done with, I believe, a Malaysian website.
Right.
It had the internet aflutter. And this is just... The name of the article was like, Keanu Reeves is a lonely guy.
Yeah. Like, which, first of all, I'm hooked.
Listen to this
yeah,
line.
Same.
This is, let's listen to this and imagine Keanu Reeves saying it. You mean romantic love? You know, I'm the lonely guy. I don't have anyone in my life. But if it does occur, I would respect and love the other person. Hopefully it'll happen for me.
Wow.
He's not like the other
boys. Oh, my God.
He's not like the other boys.
I would respect and love. That. I'm wet reading this.
Okay.
No, because I urinated myself.
My pants.
Well, I drink a lot of coffee.
This.
I came.
Yeah.
Good.
Everyone gets horny reading this.
Yeah.
I'm horny for it because I feel like he sounds like such a sweet man who deserves love and he's not getting it.
And there's been other celebrities who have tried to pull the quote unquote. Lonely guy line.
By who?
But Jake Gyllenhaal is always doing it. And I'm just like, maybe you just can't be loved. Like,
yes,
he's always just like, I want to
stop being creepy
single.
In your movies.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I saw Nightcrawler.
I love Nightcrawler. But, yeah. but
would you fuck Nightcrawler Jake Gyllenhaal?
No, okay. He's a dirty man. But
he's playing now a guy called Mysterio. Like, come on. Come on.
But with Keanu, it really, like, his history backs up the lonely guy comic.
The memes, everything.
Yeah.
One thing I do have to say before we get into this, I'm sure people are tearing their hair out listening to this, is that this is actually fake. This
yes.
comment did not happen. His spokesperson came out, was like a publicist, and was like, this is pieced together. It says, quote, this interview did not happen. This was pieced together from several interviews, and the majority of these questions were not asked nor answered. They are fabricated.
Right. So, which, fair.
But however, it doesn't change anything in my mind because if...
It fits with the brand.
Yeah. It fits his brand. And also, I believe Keanu deserves love.
And he is currently single. If you haven't read Keanu Reeves's full Wikipedia page, it is a stirring read. He has had a fascinating life.
Truly.
It just like some of it is truly very sad.
Yeah. Really?
He's been through a lot of stuff and he has this reputation now, and I have some collected anecdotes of being a very eccentric, friendly, kind person.
Right.
Which
your first anecdote that I only like Keanu Reeves, your anecdote about him when you worked at the bookstore.
Yes.
Is he would call you ahead of time.
Every Wednesday.
Like, Mr. Reeves, what'd he say?
He would say, hello, this is Mr. Reeves. I'm on my way to get my books.
And what were his books?
Sudoku puzzles.
I love that he called those books.
Yes.
Wow.
Sudoku puzzles. And he would get like one novel as well. Because he has like, I worked at Book Soup on the Sunset Strip and he's been going there for as long as I've been alive.
He lives in WeHo, I think.
Like, yeah, that's I think like it the, must be near where he lives.
Because he's seen a lot in that area.
Yeah, yeah.
He's So
what are these collected works?
Yes.
Okay, so I tweeted that out 2 weeks ago and people started responding with their, I mean, there's been a lot of people in Los Angeles who have close encounters of the Keanu kind. So here are some of my favorites. User at Levi Harris said, my stepdad built him a custom motorcycle, and as a thanks, he came over and enjoyed a home-cooked meal with my parents. So that's one very...
He's just like, I bet Keanu's just weeping at the table. He's like, is everything okay, Mr. Reeves?
He's like, I just haven't had a home-cooked meal in 30 years.
I just kind of missed this.
This is my favorite one. This is from at @Elise_wisdom. He came into the Arclight once when I was working there, movie theater, wore his motorcycle helmet inside, took it off, bought his ticket from me, asked about the soup, then put the helmet back on and went to the snack bar. He was seeing Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
So he walked into the theater with a motorcycle helmet on.
Daft Punk mode.
Took it off because I think maybe he doesn't want people to bug him, but he was just like, one for Vicky Cristina.
Yeah, and then just puts it back on.
Does he lift the visor? Does he kind of half take it off?
I didn't have the
one for Vicky Cristina.
Yes, about the soup and a
She's
movie
like,
theater.
I work at the ticket counter. You got to go to the overpriced bar, sir, for that.
Another one, I worked at a hotel in Toronto and he would sometimes have cupcakes for breakfast. There's an old story that about an actor. Okay, so Keanu Reeves, an actress who is now very famous, but this was before she was just doing bit parts. No one knew who she was. Her car, something happened with her car. She had to pull over in the side of the road and like get her car physically pulled over. And this happened in front of some restaurant in LA. And who comes up? But Keanu is like, "Oh, I'll help you." And he pulled the car to the side of the road with her, and it was Octavia Spencer.
I knew it. Yes.
Wow.
I remember when I read that story, I was like, holy shit, this guy is the best.
And then the final one that favorite celebrity story is a Keanu Reeves story. He was going home with a woman on his motorcycle. He pulled up in front of a 7-Eleven, turned to her and said, "Get whatever you want."
Wow.
Which is my fucking dream.
Oh my God.
Isn't that
That is incredible.
That
also,
is
think
all
about
I've
his,
ever wanted.
His feminist icon qualities, too.
Yes.
The movie counts.
Yeah.
He has been in more movies directed by women than really any major actor
you
working by a
combined.
Lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Will Smith has zero. I think Tom Cruise has one or
and
zero.
Everyone talks about like action stars during their heyday. And I'm like, you know, back at that same time, Keanu was doing these and we took him completely for granted. Point Break. Great movie. Mm-hmm. Anybody who says otherwise or thinks it's aged
and
like
they're simply wrong.
Completely. Couldn't agree more.
I'm an FBI agent. Man, remember Point Break Live?
Yeah.
Did you ever go?
I didn't, but one of my friends actually got picked to be Keanu.
Gotta be Johnny Utah? Fuck.
Yeah.
Man, I used to go. I'm like, please make me Johnny Utah. Never got to be Johnny
Utah. Yeah, I missed it. By the time, right when it wrapped, I was like, fuck, I should have gone.
Yeah. For people who don't know, Breakpoint Live.
Breakpoint?
Was a live show where people were reenacting the movie, basically, line for line, and they always just got a random person from the audience to play Keanu because, like, he can't act.
And you can still probably find it on YouTube. There's a clip of somebody saying the I'm an FBI agent and seeing the entire place lose their fucking mind, like, screaming it along. And the cast was so fun. I saw that video. The cast was, like, having fun jumping around, too.
Good times. Good times to be had there.
So he deserves love. He is a sweet, kind angel. Mm-hmm. He has soup at the movies. And he truly, I would like in the, you know, in the worldwide mythos for Keanu Reeves anecdotes to supplant Bill Murray anecdotes.
Yeah, I was about to say, right.
Because I think I've talked about this on the show before. I cannot stand Bill Murray anecdotes.
Yep.
Stay at
it's
home.
It's the same four ones.
It is. Yeah. No,
it's
no,
always,
it's,
you're never going to believe this.
And they're all very invasive and weird.
Yes,
and
like, I agree.
Keanu is just existing in the world and helping when people need it.
Yeah,
he's
if Keanu Reeves shows up at your apartment party, it's not because he just busted in the door and was like, "What's up?" It's because he was probably sobbing on the stoop of the building. Yep. Someone said, "Hey, are you all right, man?" He's like, I'm good, man. Just looking for love. And they're like, hey, you want to come to a party? And he's like, sure.
I'm so glad you said the Bill Murray thing. I always think about that too. I'm like, none of this sounds whimsical at all. No, and he's like eating it
gross,
up.
Gross. And he's also a woman beater. So I just don't stand him at all. They're look it up. Look it up. Yeah, he's bad. Not a fan. Don't like him. I'll do it. I'll cancel him on the Daily Zeitgeist.
No, don't.
No.
Don't cancel him.
I just think that Keanu, I mean, it checks. I understand why people like Bill Murray anecdotes, but these ones check
these
all the
real.
Same boxes. Yeah. And it's from a nicer person. Well,
and he like gave all his Matrix money to the crew. You know about that? He made like 100.
That might be a myth, though.
I thought he said in an interview recently where he's like, I wish that wasn't public information. It wasn't supposed to be public information. But
really?
Apparently, yeah, he made like over $100 million from all three Matrixes combined, and he kept like, I think 25% of it or something.
Yeah, and he's like, what am I going to do with it? It's not like I have a family.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, you know what, dude? Just forget it. You keep the money. Yeah. I can't stand you, man. You're always fucking emoing it up around me.
Yeah.
He makes emo look fucking good.
I wonder if the other reason is like, he's just so emo. And people like, dude, honestly, like Keanu's a good guy, but like he always makes the conversations about him and his loneliness. And it's kind of a drain, but whatever.
Well, also, I'll say, hopefully this doesn't bring the conversation down too much. He, you know, his fiance, I believe, I don't think they were officially married yet, passed away when she was eight months pregnant with his kid.
Yeah, well, that's too sad to say.
I'm sorry, guys. Yeah, but also, like, at this point, if he wants to live a solitary life,
yeah.
Like, that's a choice, and fine. You know?
Keanu.
I want him to have whatever it is he
wants. You want. Let us know. Keanu Reeves, you're listening. Tell us what you need. We will get it for you.
I love you, Keanu.
In conclusion,
I love you so much.
Bill Murray is a domestic abuser who told his wife he was lucky he didn't kill her.
Is that what he said?
Yep.
I think I saw you typing in your computer.
Find the receipt. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. In the details of his divorce, there is a lot of shit.
Well, yeah. And also those Bill Murray stories, those just operate on the mythos and the celebrity of it. It's not about him doing anything necessarily like cool. It's like, oh my God, what a kind God for him to come down to the mortal level.
If anyone else did what he did, they would just be an intrusive alcoholic and someone would call the police.
Right.
Yeah.
And when he leaves, he's like, did it again. You know, like that's, you can totally tell that's his, like, he's like, yeah.
I'm still got that cool uncle quality.
Yeah, he wants to make sure he's still that version of whatever people have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's like, all right, good. The brand is there for another month.
Right. Well, Keanu, my heart
love you, buddy.
Is with you. We're going to take a quick break. We will be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
And we're back.
All right, guys. Real quick, we wanted to check in with IHOP. They had a big marketing push last year that they were changing their name to IHOB to become the International House of Burgers. And I mean, watch out now. So, you know, that worked phenomenally, and we all think of IHOB as a place for burgers and not as a place for breakfast. And for some reason, they decided to change their name back to IHOP. Yep. And the speculation was rampant.
We went through it. We thought it was going to be a Prince-themed place.
There's a fist fight in the office.
All Prince themed dishes.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry for the person. I know we called one dish a raspberry beret. He said pancakes with raspberry puree.
Oh,
okay.
That's
you know
good.
What? And that's the privilege you get to not do the show live on the spot and just come up with this shit. But, you know, we were very interested. We're like, okay, maybe they're going to do something interesting. Maybe they got something up their sleeve.
Do so, anyone actually have one of these burgers in this room?
No. Because I don't care.
Yeah.
Because when I go to IHOP, it's late. Usually it's like, nothing else is open except for IHOP. Maybe we'll see some people get in a fist fight.
I feel like since I moved to LA, here's why. It's because the only IHOP I can think of off the top of my head is in K-Town, and everything's always open in K-Town.
Yeah, that's just the rule. That's just the rules of K-Town.
So
K-Town don't sleep. But bad
location choice, IHOP.
This place,
you're not
okay.
Going to show in town at 2 in the morning.
They said June 3rd is the day. June 3rd, we reveal IHOP. What's the P stand for?
It's going down.
Cut to June 3rd, and they tweet out, I go to their website. It says, introducing our new pancakes with an asterisk.
Right.
All natural, 100% USDA choice black Angus beef. It's three motherfucking hamburgers.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And then it says, the asterisk is leading to the thing down below. It says, when we changed our name to IHOB, the beef for burgers, the internet told us to stick to pancakes, so we're sticking to quote unquote pancakes. Hint, they're burgers. Fuck you, IHOB.
That sucks.
What the fuck? I mean,
it's just like it's almost like a really labored bad tweet that they made into a whole like marketing campaign. It's like a person misunderstanding sarcasm and like tone and shit, and just like
it's not that the internet was saying, hey, stick to pancakes, like the name.
Right.
It's like stay in your fucking lane.
Your
as
burgers
the
are
late
probably
night.
Bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just grease spot.
Yeah.
Fucking do that.
Yeah.
Nobody wants fucking burgers.
Yeah.
I don't. So
it's very like Huckabee style. Just like
it's very Huckabee
we're
style.
We're not abandoning this.
Right.
No matter what.
Yeah.
It's incredible. There's no amount of feedback or forced laughter.
Yeah, this is definitely they were like, this Huckabee guy's got some chops. Let's bring him on as a ghostwriter for this campaign.
You know what you do? You go back to pancakes, but it's still burgers.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Cool.
Okay. Thanks. Please fall all the way back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I guess it's just one of those things where like they're milking this thing that already wasn't that cool to begin with.
Right.
IHOB, I think they completely misread us. Like it wasn't like, oh ha ha ha. It's like, yo, this is lame. And they're like, let's just bring it out. Let's ring it out one more time and see what we can get out of this.
Well, it's the kind of ad exec that's like, there's no such thing as bad publicity. They're talking.
Yeah,
if they're talking, we must be doing something right. And it's like, oh, good Lord.
Cut to your quarter figures.
Yeah.
You're like, we haven't sold a burger.
Yeah. And if you've spent time in a room with ad execs, like you can hear how this meeting went. And it's just like exhausting.
Because you know what happened? The IHOP shit didn't work.
Right.
And they're like, guys, we got to figure out what the fuck is going on. Because we went all in on burgers. And I'm sorry, burgers are only making up 5% of our total sales. We thought we projected this to be about 15 right. to 20.
This is all like, so they figured out some math where they can sell like shitty beef yeah. at a great margin.
USDA Choice Black Angus beef.
Right.
Okay.
By the way, Black Angus does not mean anything other than it's a brand.
Well, that's not what the cowboy told me in those commercials for Black Angus Steakhouse. Shit. When he used to be cutting his beard with a knife by the river.
Yeah. Black Angus can be D-level, like prison quality meat.
Okay, well, yeah. then
Which
fuck them.
Right?
Oh, wait, you know what, Andrew, you do bring up a good point, though. We shouldn't just slag them off like this without trying it ourselves.
I kind of want to have one.
Should we go?
All right.
Andrew and I will figure out a date.
Yeah.
All right. And finally, what is a myth? What's something people think is true, you know to be false?
So my myth is... and I know this is something that, like, I think financially literate people have always known.
Oh, no.
But it's, don't buy a fucking car.
Oh, wow. Like,
don't buy a car.
Right.
Arguably, don't use a car at all for different reasons. But I'm in the middle of having the first car I've ever owned start to die on me.
Oh.
And I was just like, oh, right, this is why... All like the people who I know who grew up white and middle class or upper middle class are like, yeah, just lease that thing.
Lease
it's
that
great.
Shit.
Yeah.
And I know it's so obvious, but like people like, for instance, my fucking parents are like, so what car are you going to buy next? And I was like, none, zero, nothing.
Right.
Forever.
Yeah.
Because I can't, I think it's a thing that I just need to admit to myself. It's like, I can't take care of anything well enough to own it.
Right.
I was having another conversation just outside before the show about like iPhones and whatnot. And it's like, just rent that shit or like know that you're going to fully snap it in half in like.
Well, yeah, if you're fucking 90... reckless then and careless
I'm reckless.
With your shit,
yeah.
then you might as well lease.
I
For
should
me,
lease.
I,
Do you I'm take care of shit?
Not that great.
Yeah.
But I also don't buy anything. Like I look at it, I'm like, are the reviews like, you could basically run this motherfucker into the ground.
Right.
And I'm like, yep. Because yeah. I used to have a Honda Prelude
yeah.
that I could have drove into Mad Max world.
Yeah.
I would have been yeah. perfect.
Turns out my Ford hybrid
oh,
not as stable an investment
man.
As I'd hoped.
Oh, yeah. See,
it's
I'm
true about Ford,
my Mazda
man.
3, yeah. look, I'm not having regrets about buying that shit. So I'll own it. You know? That's my thing though, too, is like I just want to eliminate a payment and then be like, I own this. Because with my Honda, once that shit was paid off,
yeah.
I'd have any payments and that shit was just going.
Yeah.
As long as
I think that's ultimately true, but I just think that's like, here's what it is. And this is really, again, I think talking to a lot of the children of immigrants out there, which is like a lot of the things your parents think about saving money is not financially correct.
Right.
How about that?
Oh, wow.
That's a good.
Because there's a lot of like hoarding, a
comes
lot of.
From a place of lack.
A lot, yeah. And so it's super low risk.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Like, but because of that, you necessarily lose out on, you know, by avoiding risk at any cost, you lose out on a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's also the case for a lot of the Depression era people
yeah.
were like, my mom's parents were like at the end when you like start having financial discussions with them like mm-hmm. about their estate planning yeah you kind of realize that
yeah.
they have a totally
this
you know,
2.5% we've been earning
right.
rock solid that could never go right. anywhere and it's like oh my god
yeah
that's wild
yeah
invest in Bitcoin everyone peace
welcome to mad money I mean sad money
What is something you think is underrated?
I was thinking, I don't know how, okay, like, would you rather questions I think are underrated?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like at parties?
Yeah. I think you just, like, find out a lot about a person.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hit me with one.
Okay. Would you rather, okay, this one's, like, weird. This one's like extremely involved. Would you rather have no dietary issues at all, but just poop for one day, the whole day? You poop all day, but the poop like slides out of your neck.
Wow.
Or you have no dietary, but you like don't have any dietary issues. You just like don't have to poop ever again.
And that's one day a year?
Yeah, it's one day a year. You'd like okay. schedule it one day
all
a
day
year.
And the poop
and
come
is
out
that
your
the
neck.
Only time you poop or do you poop neck. Regularly the rest of the year?
You don't poop
you don't,
at all.
You don't poop at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Or
Or
not.
Just, or you just like remain the same dietary issues, same whatever.
Wow. I realize my gastrointestinal privilege because I typically don't have dietary issues. Well, actually, I can't eat pizza when I'm drinking because the acidity in tomato sauce makes me vomit.
Oh, wow.
So if you ever want to poison me, offer me pizza when I'm drunk.
Wow.
But
now I know so much about you.
Yeah. Right. You know, but part of me too, yeah. I like
the
pooping.
Most revealing thing
I like
you.
To poop. I like to poop.
I know. I like to poop too.
Yeah. So yeah. One day, like out my neck. No, wait. I need so my 30 minutes every day watching YouTube clips.
When you say out of your neck, it's coming out like up your
like a gill
through
like
your
a
mouth,
shit gill?
Or do you have shit gills?
I guess it's a shit gill. Okay. Yeah. Oh, someone asked me this. I don't know the science of it. Yeah. Would you do it?
Yeah, I'm doing that one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I would love to do
full
that.
Day of shit gilling.
Full day shit gilling that you can schedule. It doesn't just like happen out of nowhere. Then think about that. Like you never have a situation where you're like,
right.
Uh-oh.
Then and, I wouldn't mind camping at Coachella.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Okay, but here's the thing. What if like something important was coming up, like someone's wedding, but you had already like scheduled your shit day.
Yeah, but I mean,
yeah,
I just missed that wedding.
Yeah,
I don't like weddings.
Or you'd be like, guys, I'm gonna be in the bathroom the whole time. I am here.
Yeah,
just do not come in here.
Right,
because like, oh, it's your shit.
You will
day.
See something that will actually completely change your world.
That would be amazing.
Yeah,
see,
make it happen. You know, medical.
I like this. See, yeah. That was a good brain. Exercise.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like what limits will you go to?
Yeah.
But I think generally I would have a bias towards always like doing something weird to change my life just because like, yeah. I don't know. I'm a seeker, you know? So
you're
I don't
seeker.
Know.
I mean, not to just to take this completely somewhere else, but there's a website called Conversation Starters World. And they have a collection of the best would you rather questions.
Oh, really?
I would like to read.
Are
you
they
one.
Good?
Oh my God.
Would you rather lose the ability to read or lose the ability to speak? Oh my
Whoa,
God.
We just heard from the booth.
From the booth, there was a groan,
Either
but I think
Dan,
he scheduled his shit gill today.
Yeah, he's having a digestive
issue.
He's having his shit day. Yeah.
So
yeah.
For you, lose the ability to read or lose the ability to speak?
Oh my God.
To learn, you end your ability to learn or you end your ability to express yourself, basically.
Can I, like, is writing, like, can I, like,
No.
I can't communicate at all?
If you can't read, then you definitely can't write.
But if I can't speak, can I still write?
No, you can speak, and then maybe someone can dictate your words right. If you want to hack this
so
would you rather
that's
question.
That's the thing. I think you can hack this, because I think the text-to-speech applications are going to be getting better and better.
Oh,
so now
right,
you're going
right.
to have the robot thing. But you cannot live in the modern world without being able to read.
Okay, how about this? Would you rather be covered in fur or covered in scales?
Fur, because then you could remove it.
What do you mean?
You could
like
get
skin
hair
yourself?
Removal with laser surgery.
So you're just looking to hack all these shits. You're not even looking at
well scales are just
oh my
so
God.
Like.
Have you seen Wolf Girl?
No.
It's
where's she performing it?
She it's like a 1998 like B movie with Tim Curry, but
oh,
it's
okay.
about this girl who like her like gypsy mother. It's like very fucked up. She like drops her off at a carnival because she's covered in fur. She's like a freak, and then she grows up and she's like wolf girl in the carnival. Ooh. And then she meets this like skinny white man who's like really gross, but he falls in love with her. And he's like, oh, by the way, my mother is a scientist. And she is like coming up with a cure for people like you. And then she takes it without letting him know. But the more she takes it, the more feral she gets.
Oh, shit.
So she becomes like a beautiful, like naked woman. But she's like a wild
animal. She's wild as shit.
Yeah.
She don't wear clothes. Wow. She'd be eating raw
that
steaks.
Is
yeah.
Clearly somebody's fetish.
Yeah.
The writer of that was just working
right?
out a very
he's
extensive
like, oh,
fetish.
Man, like what if Janet was just like a fucking animal, man. Oh,
and she was just had fur falling off all over her.
Bill, I'm your assistant and I can hear you out loud. I'm sorry.
Anyway, I'd be covered in fur.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is something you think is overrated?
Overrated. So to go on the exact opposite side of the spectrum of my personality, I think it is, I was having an argument over this with a friend of mine. I think it is completely overrated on RuPaul's Drag Race. Whenever a queen during the lip sync for your life takes off her wig and reveals that there's some spectacularness underneath. Uh-huh. And I'm just like, that's not impressive to me.
Right.
Wow. Because the whole point of what you're doing is you're trying to get as close to simulating a woman as possible.
Right.
When's the last time a woman just ripped her hair off and just showed you, hey, look at all this under here. So I'm just like, that's nothing.
Is that like a move to like show how just wrought with emotion they are, or is it like a reveal?
It's a punctuation. Yeah,
yeah. But the reveal is never anything. One queen a couple years ago won with rose petals underneath, and it was like that was her big punctuation. I'm like, if you want to reveal some, reveal a whole nother drag queen is under there. Right. Like really
like a magic trick.
Spectacle. Yeah,
like, peel your face off.
I would, if they peeled their face off Mission and there was Impossible a beautiful stuff woman underneath, I'd be like, now that is
or
how
like,
you win.
Or just it's the same one, but you're still able to pull a face off. There I mean, look, this is why we were consulting with RuPaul's Drag Race for you know, next level.
We're trying to up the game.
Yeah, we had Shangela on a couple weeks ago. So I'm sure, I wonder how she would feel about that.
I think she would probably be more appropriate to deep dive into that topic than me.
Then you're sort of like,
just a viewer. Overrated. When they take their wig off, she must be like, what? No, motherfucker, there is a cultural history of why we do that. And yeah. It's like, okay, my bad, but okay. It just seems overrated to me.
You just want a bigger stunt. I think to you it sounds like you want it bigger.
So like if you do when they do death drops, when they're doing all kinds of flips, all that shit that is legitimately like physically challenging to do in heels, let alone period, that makes me go, God damn, but you took off your wig. Guess who can take off their wig? Everyone with a wig can take off their
not
wig.
Can
it's
drop
not impressive.
Without breaking their
exactly.
back.
Exactly. I can barely pick something up without my knees going click click.
I tried as a joke to do a death drop at a club. And I dislocated my hip and my back went out.
Ooh.
Did you really?
Yeah. Because I thought if they make that shit look
they
easy.
Make that shit
I'm like,
look
okay,
easy.
You just do a little spin and then wow. No.
I've never once looked at that and thought it looked easy.
Well, you know, in my mind, I'm like, it's a dance move. Yeah. And I kind of got the way you got to get your arm out and like get your quad stretch on. But
right.
That's, you know, I just typically trying to mimic things immediately without thinking about what it actually takes.
Monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. King's Island is now open on weekends.
And we're back. Let's talk about Uber Eats cravings report.
Yeah.
Let's.
I mean, you know, all these apps, they centralize all this information because we're making thousands and thousands of requests through these things. So they have a lot of info.
Yeah, and the most important thing is that they make it into a fun infographic. Even though they're stealing all of this data about us and know exact, they know our minds better than we know our minds, as long as they make it into a fun infographic, we're cool with it.
Yeah, exactly. And then we're like, huh, information, I guess. But they basically released like a bunch of interesting stuff about, you know, what their most popular delivery requests are in the United States, like just frequency of requests. Just to go through a few things. The most popular request, delivery request for Uber Eats in the United States is no onions.
Mm.
Oh.
Which is, to me, odd.
Yeah. Because
I like onions. I feel they fucking make most things instantly better.
A lot of this made me realize that there is more of the population that has the taste buds and the taste in food of like a 7-year-old than I would have expected.
Well, because,
how children hate onions? Like, or at least I did when I was a kid. A lot of kids.
You hate onions?
Yeah, I hated onions.
I hate onions. I'm one of those people contributing.
Why do you hate onions?
Unless they're chopped finely and are like really cooked down.
Like a huge ring of onions in a burger.
I feel like that's what most people are saying when they're saying no onions, please. Is they're like, why are you drenching my burger or my pork chop in fully cooked onions versus like chop them fine, put a little bit of oil so that just the spritz of the flavor becomes part of what I'm eating.
Yeah.
Because it's just like you chew on an onion, you're just like, no, the texture and the taste is too much.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm looking down on people who don't like onions. That's
not looking down. I'm just like, what the fuck, bro?
He likes onions. That's cool.
I love onions.
No sour cream is
another one that's on there too. Come on.
Wait, dressing on the side is on here? I would imagine that would be far and away the...
No onions is by far the most popular one.
Is the most popular one, huh?
Extra cheese, good. I like that.
That makes sense.
No cheese, come on.
Get out of here.
No cheese.
Extra ranch, I agree.
Depends on what you're eating.
Right.
Right.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, so now they also put like very weird delivery requests. People put like any notes for the delivery person.
One of these is next level.
First one, just someone literally put, can you play Africa by Toto when you deliver the donuts? Okay.
Those words do not make sense in that order.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know why.
That is amazing.
I mean, fine.
I feel like that's some Van Halen shit. They're just like trying to put some weird shit in there to make sure that that their Uber Eats delivery person is paying attention to detail.
One person put, close both eyes with each bite and daydream about beach parties in Goa.
Uh-huh.
That's just someone was on mushrooms.
Yeah.
That ain't fucking. That's not real. This other one though,
this is
great.
I'm stealing this.
Please send all sandwich parts separately. I will put together myself. Mm. Yes.
Think about that.
Do you have a sound effect for mind being blown?
Yeah. Well, there is. Wow.
Holy
bomb
shit.
X-File.
Yo,
that is an amazing request.
That's a great idea.
What? Bomb X-File?
No, the sandwich parts being separate. The only way I can see that fucking up is if it's like a cheeseburger and they put the cheese separate. But otherwise, just put the cheese on the patty.
Sandwich part, I love it.
I love it.
Because you know why? There's certain places out here all about the bread on Melrose. I'm talking to you directly in your eye. Their shit gets so soggy if you don't eat it on the spot.
Right.
I guess if you overdress it. Sometimes I have a sandwich that travels and it's fine.
Right.
Other times it's the ends of the heels, like especially if it's like a hero or you know like a sub or whatever, the ends get all fucking soft and shit.
So the thing I was referring to as being children's taste in food is the most popular food and request combo is steak and ketchup. That seems
come on, don't
Trumpian.
Do that. Don't disrespect the steak.
I don't
ketchup.
Eggs and spicy make sense to me.
Eggs and spicy.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
People like to kick up their eggs a little bit. Yeah. That's cool.
Fries and extra sauce.
Obviously.
Those are all good. But
turkey
steak
wrap,
and ketchup
no cheese.
Being number one.
Ugh.
Well, damn. People just like their, you know, ketchup. Ketchup is, put sugar on your meat.
Right.
I guess is what people want.
Yeah.
Gyro with no tomatoes. I see that one. I do that sometimes.
That makes total sense.
Cheeseburger, no mayo. I get people don't like mayo on the burger, but.
Mayonnaise. Yeah. That is, to me, you might as well.
You're having a visceral reaction right now.
I am. You might as well jizz on my food.
Wow.
That would taste better to me than mayonnaise.
Okay.
I do not care for
heard.
The product.
Order heard.
I don't like it. Unless and that's you because put like a little bit of garlic and make it into an aioli.
Oh, okay.
Then I'm like, ooh, fancy.
Oh, see, Frank, you like the French cousin of mayonnaise.
Exactly. I like
not
that
cousin Frank.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Cousin Frank.
The only reason I'd be making this request is because I have my own mayo chup at home.
Oh, yeah. Look at you.
I always carry my own mayo chup in my purse. Like Beyonce.
That's hot sauce in your bag, swag.
Yeah.
And then most unexpected food request combos, shake plus side of ranch.
Yeah, no, fuck y'all.
That's got to be fucking weird. The weirdest one, pizza plus nuts.
Yeah, now pizza plus ranch, you got me.
Right.
But
shake plus nuts. I get that.
If peanut butter shake?
I'm going to.
What kind of nuts you put on your pizza?
I don't know. I don't put no nuts on my pizza.
Well, you're the one saying you would eat a nutted hamburger over mayonnaise, so maybe.
Different. I don't have an allergy to those kind of nuts.
Oh, okay. Yes, I hear that. Mushrooms and ketchup. Okay. Tilapia plus cheese.
Are we assuming that these are going together, or these are just requests?
These are requests like it would be on the order of tilapia, someone puts, please add cheese.
Oh, okay. That's disgusting.
You know what, though?
Unless it's in like one of those tacos.
This might just be like shake, and then you always order fries with a shake, and so you get a side of ranch with the fries.
I don't think anybody's eating a shake with a ranch.
I don't think so.
Although,
either.
Who knows? Because this is like unexpected. This isn't like this section isn't about like what's frequent. It's just like weird shit that caught their eye. They're like, wait, ranch with your shake?
It's interesting because you can kind of track people's frame of mind by delivery requests by day, most popular delivery requests by day. So Friday, extra cheese. Saturday, extra spicy.
Ooh.
Sunday, dressing on the side.
Interesting.
Just ashamed.
Yeah,
ashamed
exactly.
of what you've done to yourself.
Has anyone gone down the bigger hole of like, okay, knowing this data about what you're ordering food-wise, do they team up with the people who do the Pornhub tracking? And figure out what people's porn look, and then what movies on Netflix are you watching? So we get a full picture of what are you eating, what are you watching, and what are you jerking off to?
That's, no, that shit happens.
Like that I'm sure it does.
But who is undertaking this massive, massive feat of information?
Corporate America.
But you know everyone's so private with their information. They're like, it's proprietary information. We can't give it to you. Like, you think Pornhub is linking up with Uber and fucking Netflix?
No, Pornhub is selling that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So can we, look, Pornhub and Netflix, Uber, can we buy all this data? Because I would love to look at.
You can.
I'm pretty sure I know who bought it.
It's as expensive as
Cambridge Analytica?
Probably.
Okay.
And then doesn't Facebook kind of own them? Or don't they like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
they in cahoots?
Well, they have all the massive. File from Facebook.
Oh, I see. Facebook gave them the files and they did the crunching.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to do it for this week's Weekly Zeitgeist. Please like and review the show if you like the show. Means the world to Miles. He needs your validation, folks. I hope you're having a great weekend and I will talk to you Monday. Bye.
Right, gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.